Blog Talk Radio.
Put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me through the city of Shy, where the folks should be. Have you heard that the city crime? Sociologists be telling me the city dies from all the murdering, gang banging, and drug dealing. Every 30 hours they find another body with some slugs in it. And ain't no blood in it. This an ill state, nigga, and ain't no love in it. Now we gon' start with the South Side, where GDs and BDs and black stones don't coincide. So let me be your tour guide. Certain area, you will know what that hood ride. Now let's start with the folks, and we're both to throw up the fourth side. The niggas, they know they're closer. That 49th estate, so mingle. But just a few buildings north, you got BDs on the three fingers. We call at the low, but back on 53rd estate, the MCs be running the hoe. You got police stations up in the Taylor, they there, but they can't save ya. Walk with me, I'm just here to remind you that if you're plugged, you need to know exactly who to throw up your signs to. Identify your body, so walk with me. Don't underestimate the South Side. Come in acting like you hard to leave your mouth wide. Walk with me, and on the east there's no peace. Catch one in the head and in the bed in the street. Walk with me, and on the tip to try the west side. They're killing to show you that they the best side. Walk with me, this is the city where the vultures be. So put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me. If 51st and go west, you in Motown when niggas throw up the sign after they hit their crest.
punk rock jumps up on the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the vial and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget Joseph Hawkins. And when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, swing it. On the big man, can he come out, can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no Dinky and Hot Dog, know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme that'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's mellow, cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them to pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it. Howie G, good looking G. Bring a hot dog, Doc, no, but F, love for Dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Out. And oh yeah, sing it. Back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubbs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives enough laughs. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Showing up some action too, man. That was a very, very good race there. Hoping we can repeat it next week at the Leroy Big Sam Grudge Race event at 21 next Saturday. Hoping it can be repeated because, man, that was a lot of fun watching that there, man. It was a good thing that happened, man. I mean, some racing really went down with the shootout and the Grudge Race. That right there put Chicago back on the map. It gave some people something to look at to see that we can get out when we want to get out too. So, hey, man, I got my hats off to you guys. I mean, it was a great event, man. Yes, sir. So we hoping we can repeat that. Everybody come on out next Saturday, the 17th, at Leroy Big Sham event. Let's see if we can do it again. Let's do it again. Yes, sir. And then last night, man, we had a good race. It was kind of shocking, boy, but it was a pretty good race, man. I was like, wow. We trying to get all the way holding that old wagon. It's going to really be something, man. I got to tell you, man, that was something else last night, man. Yes, sir. So how everybody doing tonight? Terry O, who is that got that background noise? Your mic open. Who is that?
What up, Big Head? I don't know about all that, but hey.
Yeah.
Look, man. Once you get me in that grease tonight, if you don't put that shit on a 1,000, on a 1,000, tell your motherfucking co-host or buddy Rob or drunk ass motherfucking Chuck to put the thermostat at 1,000 because I got tough, bare, black ass skin. And if y'all don't fry me right, I'm going to jump out that motherfucking grease and I'm going to come right back at their ass Saturday. So I'm just telling you got to put that shit on you got to put that shit on 1,000 degrees. Put that shit on 1,000, not 350, not 400, on 1,000. You got to let me stay in that shit for about an hour. If y'all don't grab me right, y'all ain't going to do nothing but get me hard. Just get me heated up on that Saturday. So let your co-host either no racing ass Rob or drunk ass Chuck, whichever one you going to have fry my ass, because only one of them two going to fry me. It's only one.
You might be gentle, man. They probably going to be scared to come on the show now, man. They heard you talking too fast.
Hey, okay, well, slow up. I want to come right back on in.
Yes, sir. We do have a picture Friday night. You know, even Vaughn himself said it was some scattered races that he didn't know. Some of the races that were grudge races until later on. And, you know, he said he had so many grudge races that he didn't know them all, which ones was grudge racing in the shootout. But we find shootout losers, and we also find grudge race losers. And we might double fry the losers that say stuff like, hey, man, you shouldn't fry the losers. Because they is racing. You ought to fry the people that ain't racing. So in other words,
you need
to
fry them just to fry them up.
Myself. Yeah. Yes,
hey, man, I got a big plate of hot sauce and ketchup. I ain't got no meat on it. I guess the meat is coming.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's coming, brother. It's coming.
I want to congratulate the winners. And matter of fact, my hat's off to the losers, too, for getting to the line, man. You guys put in work.
Yes,
it
sir.
Didn't work out for you, but you came and put in work. Hey, and hats off
That's
to
right.
you, man.
That's right. I mean, you can't do nothing but take your hat off, man. But, you know, in this here game we play, if you get out there, you're going to do one or two things. You're going to win or you're going to lose. So it ain't nothing wrong with losing, except I hope you just ain't betting your rent money. But you still bought action. You got out there, you bought action. And
who is that?
Pastor Cottle always win. No, go ahead, Terry.
You ain't lying. You showed us right. The fancy car don't always win. I could attest to that.
Yeah, that race last night, man. I looked at that race last night. Everybody said Big Perm didn't have a chance. Say he was going to get killed. Man, if it weren't for that cone, Big Perm would have won that race, man. That man was behind. And a little bit before the end of the quarter, man, that man said, stuck his nose out there. I said, ooh-wee.
But you know what happened, though, Big R. You know what happened, Big Ed.
No.
That what you just said. The faster car don't always win. Motherfuckers, you know, shit happens. But do you know what a motherfucker do once that happens, don't you? You know what they do, don't you? They get their ass right back in the ring, and they try to get their motherfucking lick back. That's how you find a true drag racer. If something like that happened, he figured that, hey, man, I should have, could have, would have, should have won. So you know what he going to do? He going to get his ass back in the ring, dust his drops off, and try it again. That's what old-school heavy-hitter drag racing is all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And maybe he hurt some. So you got to find out the story now. I don't know. But he might have hurt some where he need to go back to the wrenches for a minute and then come back. But the thing is, as long as he come back, you know, he probably couldn't go back last night, but he might be able to go back a little later.
No. Maybe his pockets should have got hurt or something like that.
That's a good possibility too, Terrio.
Hey, you come back. If a motherfucker feel that they should have won, which I do, you get back in the ring, and you try to knock the fuck out of a motherfucker.
Yes, you do.
That's all.
Man. You ain't said nothing wrong.
And there's only one thing else to that, too. Do you notice Do you notice what's happening? You got to notice what's happening with all this shit, man. If you want to play like this here. Do you know what's happening? Look at the weather.
I'm listening.
It's starting to get darker earlier. It's starting to get darker earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that time is coming to play. We ain't going to have many more nice days. We got some few out. We got some out. It ain't drastic. But take advantage of these, like if Leroy and Sam doing their thing that Saturday, get the fuck out there. Get in there. And go
yes,
play.
Sir.
These motherfuckers talk this if I could have, would have, should have. Oh, man, shit. Bitch ass
sure.
Baby. Come on. Bitch ass baby, you know I love it. See that mean that bitch ass baby.
I don't know because Bodie kind of tried to change up a little bit. So I don't know. Right now we ain't worried about that. We gonna try to move around this way.
Fuck Chuck up.
Combat.
No, go on to say it right, Big Eddie. Come on, don't say it because you got a drunk ass co-host. Say y'all gonna go on to fuck Chuck up first.
Yeah,
that's how.
And maybe a couple more there go.
Yeah, but mainly you gonna fuck Chuck up because Chuck been riding y'all to too high.
Yes, sir.
Fuck
sir.
Chuck. Fuck his drunk ass up.
It's gonna be one way or the other, but we damn sure got a tram, Terrio.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do. Beat his motherfucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all. So that's what you gonna
do.
Yeah,
man. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
meanwhile, on the ranch, man. Get that. Do you got
so
that?
So I heard
y'all
talking about.
And you got to remember,
no,
I got to tell you something, Andy. I'm going to tell you something. If you ain't got no good peanut oil or some real good oil, you try to get that shit at 1,000 degrees, that shit going to flash point, that shit going to start fire. So you got to go get some real good oil.
I got a 55.
I'm telling you.
I got a 55-gallon drum of the best peanut oil you can buy.
But see, that peanut oil, it only good up to 500. Barely may touch 600 degrees. It may. So if you got that shit, man, you going to damn near burn the whole house down, man. The garage, the fire, the head, goddamn thing.
You got to
go out and get that. I ain't going to tell you where to go get
man.
It's some other oil that could get up to 1,000 degrees. But if you ain't got it in stock, I ain't tell you where to get it at. So once y'all fry me, y'all ain't going to cook me at all. I'm one of them big old school black brown bears, man, that meat is so goddamn tough. You got to have that motherfucking oil motherfucking shit at 1,000. But you got to go find the right oil. You know how that oil break down.
We got fried already.
Nah, we ain't got fried, Leon, but I'm trying to tell them the kind of oil to get. If they ain't got that good oil, they got to put us at 1,000 degrees, Leon. If they don't put us at 1,000, it ain't going to work, huh?
Hey, Taylor, I tell you what about that fried. We ain't by ourselves.
Hey, but
you ain't lying.
If the buckles get fried.
But Leon, Leon, we had old school. Leon, if they don't get the grease up to 1,000 degrees, it ain't gonna fry us at all. It ain't gonna even fuck them. It ain't gonna fuck with us.
Hey,
and if Eddie ain't got the right oil, that oil gonna flash point and it's gonna burn the whole goddamn house or the whole show down.
He
gonna be fucked up. So I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, man.
Hey, Eddie, heat that motherfucker up, because, hey, guess what? You got a whole bunch of them to fry. You got old fryers, old ass whoopings, and fresh ass whoopings. So get on with it, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Real man, now
Eddie.
See it.
Eddie.
What?
And that motherfucking bitch ass baby. Ooh, wee, man. I saw him on Facebook. Boy, that bitch, I mean, out on Facebook. I saw somebody show me. That bitch ass baby, boy. He was just, ooh, wee. He turned red, man. And he ain't even raised his car, man.
What?
Hell yeah. Him and Three Love was on the motherfucking finish line. That bitch ass baby had that motherfucking cash grip like a motherfucker. Like he died and the motherfucker was just stuck in his hand. He didn't want to release.
Eddie, what
that bitch ass baby. He drunk somewhere.
Terry Elder came on first before the show gets started and Chuck and Rob probably ain't gonna hit the one button now.
Well, Rob ain't got no reason to hit the one button. He ain't
I told him that. Damn, Leon, me and you on the same page. I said, either who he gonna get the fries is no raisin ass Rob or drunk ass Chuck. And Chuck, he probably gonna miss the deep fryer. Shit, we in good hands with them two.
Eddie, I know that's your buddy, but it's time to fry his ass, because he ain't doing nothing but waiting on the race, and he ain't trying to get in there with nobody.
No, I might have to ask Ken to help me out tonight because, you know, he helped Lee. I don't know why he won't help me out. He helped Lee at the track.
Uh-uh.
You know, he can cook.
Hey, let Chuck help you out. He was there. I see Chuck doing pretty good. Where you at, Chuck? Come on.
Hey, man, if the man scared to come on the show because of Terry,
good,
what I supposed to do?
God Almighty. What y'all do, Chuck, so scared to come on the show now? I ain't going to... Y'all ain't going to tell me that. Not scandal.
You know he got scared that day when Pete was on the show and he wouldn't fry Pete, man. I had to fry Pete. He heard Pete's voice. If you ain't on the show, he'll fry the shit out. Hear your voice, then he gonna turn key. Yeah.
Good.
But I thought Rob would personally come on and fry Terrio. All that shit they talk about.
I would rep for you, Prime, but you can't keep that people Prime, and they not doing nothing but waiting on folks to get a race and get beat in your first one. We can't keep lying, that Eddie. Now we gonna put the fire on nothing. He's gonna fry his ass because he studied. Hey, the racing season winding down, and he ain't even thought about even getting in nobody water bottle. I don't know. Left, he just come and say he tore up. If he tore up, I ain't going to bother. But if you got oil pressure, you can't be keep doing
that. Rob then sold out, man. That bust down and made that motherfucker sell out, man. That motherfucker, he ain't no goddamn drag racer no more, man. He damn that Rob sold out.
Between bust down and big drag, I guess that would be scared. Rob got a motherfucker laying around on horsepower, and he won't even try that car.
He fucked up me, huh? That motherfucker is fucked up.
Big Ed, I didn't get a chance to see no races, man. All I did was hurt.
Why you ain't seen none?
People will help us out.
And besides, if you got some good canola oil, you can goddamn it fry them all. Until next week.
Damn.
That's all you need, some good canola oil.
That's what I got.
And not me,
okay.
Hey, hold it. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
But he can't put it at 1,000 degrees, though. And the only way he going to touch me and Leon's surface, that grease got to be smoking, sizzling hot. And he ain't got no good oil to fry that's going to hold no 1,000 degree temp. The weed ain't diminished.
I'm
going to hit 450 or 500. It's going
to
flash point, and that shit... And that shit gonna turn in the fire, and he gonna burn the showdown.
It's gonna explode, huh?
It's gonna burn the showdown.
Oh boy!
Hey, Eddie can use that old oil, kid, cause that's an old ass whooping we took last week. It's a whole nother week in Kane now. Big Perm.
I heard that.
Goddamn ass whooping last night.
There's one thing about it, Leaker. Goddamn it, whoever all lost some races last weekend, goddamn it, they can get back next weekend. Because it's supposed to be some damn good weather.
That's what I told Big Ed. Shit, if Big Perm figured he just would have hit a cone and that he would have whooped that boy ass, get in there. Get back up there.
Yep.
Get back up there.
Sad, it's supposed to be nice.
Hey, I bet you any amount of money that he don't do it. Shit. He ain't going to do it. That motherfucker figure they can't lose.
Who can't lose, Terry?
Them a new breed. That whole freak nasty crew over there. That bitch ass baby and all of them. You know what they lose?
Oh man,
they huff up and puff up and they don't want to race no more. They want to hold on. Shit, look at Rob. He part of that shit. He motherfucker took a ass woman and ain't raced for 3.5 years now.
Damn, Terry.
Damn, Terry, how long you been holding that in?
I'm telling you.
I'm trying to bring him out. Big head.
Last chance to see Eddie.
Nah, Eddie ain't gonna fry him at all. Rob ass.
I've already fried Rob before, man.
Nah, we talking about now. For you gotta fry him for being a phony ass drag racer.
Oh man. Damn. Not the pretender.
The pretender.
If you don't say you can be fried, I know how to eat the meat off your ass. I have to start a new segment on your ass. I have to boil your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to boil me for about 5 hours. The show ain't going to last that long.
That's all right.
It is. He got a blowtorch.
You got to boil me for a minute. Big Ed, you got to boil me for a while, Big Ed.
Hell yeah, I'll boil your ass too.
Well, hey,
Eddie, you saw what the Terminator said, I'll be back, you saw once they fired his ass
in that truck, and he caught fire, that bitch had thought that he was all right and all that, and that motherfucker was supposed up, his skin was off, but he kept coming. I'm going to keep coming, man.
Man,
I called in for one reason. Did y'all put that black motherfucker in the fryer? I called in for one reason.
Savon.
Did that motherfucker hit the fryer?
I told him I'd be back, motherfucker.
Hey,
the
grease, Savon.
Me and Leon on the phone, motherfucker. We'll be back next Saturday, motherfucker.
Oh,
we'll be
shit.
Back. Same bad time. Same bad channel.
The only thing that's going to happen up,
we're going to lock it in next Thursday. Only thing going to happen up, we're going to come off the trailer and we're going to do it early. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
Every time I talk to you, you keep adding more and more stiff to it. Can't want me that bad if you want to keep adding stiff to it. What am I mad stiff to?
What am I mad stiff at?
Off the trailer.
What are you afraid that y'all can't do that? I told y'all yesterday.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
I told you early
when
yesterday.
You
want, what is, if you, you figure you got when, your man, why does it matter? Not me the fuck out.
I know I got my man. The next, see you my man
okay,
right
then.
Now. After the next Saturday, you going to be my husband, motherfucker. You
damn.
Married, you get up out the way. I'm staying with your ass. I'm finna put a ring on it. When you got something sweet, you gotta put a ring on it.
Oh, man. Not to Beyonce.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Next Saturday, me and you should be doing about 5 o'clock. We're going to be the highlight of the whole shit. When
now you talking.
Well, hold it. Did you tell me it don't matter that you said we could do it early yesterday? What, are you drunk? Are you using the same shit that Chuck used now, man?
Hey, listen.
Are you getting drunk like Chuck? Are y'all hanging together?
All I'm doing is agreeing to whatever you talk about. I ain't letting you get away. I want that free money. I ain't letting you get away. So whatever
damn.
You come up with, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You just write it down and you tell me what's going on. You have Leon tell me
what
y'all
going to. No, I'm letting you know now.
To.
Me and Leon okay. telling you that right now we're going to lock in for 5 o'clock off the trailer. We're going to have a ball.
5 off the trailer? Mm-hmm. What's going to be happening between 10 and 5?
What do you mean? What do you want to do it earlier?
The track open early, man. What do you mean?
Okay, then we can do it about 2 o'clock.
Man, I guess we'll come on
with
the plan when you
get
ready.
Hold it. Okay, well, you tell me what time is good for you. You tell me.
Man 1 o'clock off the trailer. We can go 1 o'clock off the trailer.
That sounds good.
Men and ladies, I'll make you a shakedown pass before they start their little... Whatever we go start. That's all. You can be a shakedown pass.
Okay. Yeah. 1 o'clock off the
I thought you wanted to go at prime time like we did last time when the lane's full and the people on the mm-hmm. stage. It's called
no,
the stage no, for
we go,
the people on the stage.
We gonna,
you know what
we gonna go at 1 o'clock. You had just said that we're gonna lock in that Thursday for 1 o'clock off the trailer. It's all good.
I'm be waiting on you, Terry. I'm be waiting on you.
Okay.
I hope run your specials in the restaurant all the way from this week to next week so you can be a pocket full of money.
I'm doing it now.
Damn,
not
the special.
Okay.
I'm doing it now.
Not the chicken wing special.
Are you ready to special on the phone?
Huh?
You wanna be the one try Terry since you caused the damage?
Man, we wow, man.
That motherfucker scared. Wow. The motherfucker afraid to drive against me. What the fuck makes you think he wanna drive fuck with the fire in my door? You got the wrong motherfucker to drive me, man. That motherfucker
hey,
is more afraid
hey,
of me, Big Eddie. That motherfucker would rather tongue kiss a gorilla, a rattlesnake, and a pit bull before fucking with me. That motherfucker scared of me, man. You better not tell that motherfucker to fry me, man. He ain't got the hide.
Yeah.
Hey, Punky, didn't you hear all that shit about this punk-ass nigga talking about he was going to race me and he had a plan and he going to move with me and all that shit? That man more afraid of me than motherfucker, I don't know what, man. That motherfucker
hey,
looking at
me
and worship
hey,
me, man. That motherfucker worship me. He afraid of me.
Hey,
so don't you ask that motherfucker to fry me, man.
Hey, Terrio, I keep telling you, man, when you got brains, you ain't got to use no muscle. I'm smarter than you, man. When you got brains, you ain't got to use no muscle, man.
Okay. We see, hey, Eddie, you just asked him if he wanted to fry me. That motherfucker had one silent until cold sweat.
I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I didn't know what he was saying. Yeah, I want to fry you.
Look
here we
him.
Go. How we going to start it?
Look at him.
We was going to the line. Terrio was whining.
Look at
we made
him.
Our
he
way up there.
Go.
I put old little Mike up in the car. Terrio was crying. He put Leon in the car. They came to the last. We lined them up. We did the burnout. Terrio did his burnout, Smokey burnout. They stayed. Motherfucking, I don't know who they say left first, but I think that Blue Monte Carlo lead first. But all I know is by the time it was over with, Terrio was a dead man. That's all I know.
Damn. Damn.
So you saying dropping?
Drop them in the street and drop
them. Lord, how much? Damn.
You get that.
Damn, hey,
him up. Lemon pepper, boy.
Look at that motherfucker. Hey, I told you that day was good enough.
Oh,
hey, kid, this motherfucker.
I can't try it no more,
Jerry. Vaughn said put a lemon pepper on it.
As long as that no raisin ass Rob ain't fried me or that motherfucking drunk ass Chuck ain't fried me, I'm good with punk ass scary Vine fried me. He was too goddamn scared to drop me in the grease. He dropped me in the water. That motherfucker messed with me, fried, man. Thank you. He was scared of me.
Hey,
thank
man,
you,
what's
Ryan.
He getting
there?
You know that
damn
water make that grease pop, Terrio. You know that water make that grease pop, man.
Hey, Vaughn.
Huh?
Hey, man, I got my phone on speaker. I'm on the other side of the house. I'm coming through the house. I hear this goddamn noise. I said, did I leave the wall running or something? When I walked in the room, man, I said, goddamn grease frying like a motherfucker, man. That shit loud as hell.
Hey, Flop.
Flop.
Yo, after he cooked it, Vaughn said put some lemon pepper on it.
Man,
yeah, that grease hot. That grease hot.
My.
Well, I guess I have to go on down the line, man.
Oh, boy.
The other race that I kind of know about, and I got to go and get this one out the way because he threatened me. Yeah, the man threatened me, man. So he tried to change my show. He tried to change my show up, talking about something. Hey, man, you need to not the people that lose. Don't fry the people that lose. Fry the people that ain't racing. Man trying to tell me to fry myself, man. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, man. That is disrespectful.
Man, so I got to fry his ass.
That's very disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful. And I tell y'all who it is right now. That goddamn girl, man. That goddamn girl, man. Yeah, I got to fry his ass right now. I wish I had Mark to come on with me. Fry his ass. Where you at, Ma?
Mark
ain't fries, Eddie. He never beat us before, so he
yes, sir.
Jump.
Yes, sir. What's that?
I need help on the shelf, man. Terrio scared Chuck away, so I ain't got no way to cook for me, man. I want you to just fry Gerald and leave, man.
Oh, yeah. Gerald, boy, he lost to my man Day-Day. Which I predicted a week early. But, get him in there. Let's get him cooked.
Talking about food. And grease.
That's right. Get him in there. Let's get him cooked.
You got a pro in there.
That grease still hot. Eddie, it's still hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's still hot. All we got to do is, he already battled up. All I got to do is get a order. Talk about the race, how the race went, and say drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on with it, Mark.
Hey, all I know is that Pontiac ran up against that Chevy and had a little bit too much more than he could handle. My hat's off to young Day-Day. My hat's off to Gerald for getting to the line. But business is business. Fry his ass, Eddie.
I gotta say one thing, though, Mark, before I drop it. Gerald, goddamn it, must have been on Heron, man. That man sat up there to light, goddamn it, and Day-Day was gone. And then somebody says, go, man, go. Then he took off. So for that, I damn sure got a prize.
Oh, man. Not the relay race. Not the relay race, Big Eddie.
What
were they running, a relay race? What were they having, a relay race?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Big Ed.
Somebody had
Big
the runner beside the window, man, and slapped him in the back of the head before he took off, huh?
Where that Big Ed at?
I am right here.
Hey, Big
Ed. Eddie.
Yeah. And I had the privilege. Hey, you know you got a real live chef that motherfucker cook turkey dip, rib dip. Hey, you got a real live chef that cook turkey tips, rib tips, Wayne fish and all that. Can I have the honor of this one guest appearance on your show?
Okay.
Frying that motherfucker, frying that big ass perm and baby.
Oh, man.
Let me have the privilege. Let's send this to All Out.
Hey, give me 10 minutes so I can fry all these motherfuckers, including that scary ass Ariel. I'm leaving the boat now. Give me 10 minutes, Eddie. I'll be on there.
All right. Hey, Eddie. Anyway, I hear that Ann and Big Pern ran last night at the Grove, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know you had Baby and Crew, thick-ass Baby. You had Big Pern with the motherfucking thick guy. He feeling good off of a fresh win, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers, they got all together. They sent my buddy Three Lug and that bitch-ass Baby on the finish line and shit. Baby talking about, you ain't going to like this. Y'all ain't going to like this. Baby, bitch-ass saying, hey, Three Lug, this is what's going to happen to you if we run in this week. This is what's going to happen to you, you know? So all of a sudden, them motherfuckers bumped in, and the dumbass motherfucker on double bub a motherfucker. Boom!
Oh, man.
Double car going to double bub a motherfucking nitrous car. And the motherfucking nitrous car went in there. He got in there. Like that bitch, like that record, sir. Get in there. Motherfucking ain't got in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking wobble wobble. The wobble wobble record. Get in there. Motherfucking ain't got in there. Before you know the pow. That motherfucking Big Pern was gone like a motherfucker. Next thing you know what that motherfucker did, man. Know what he did? Big Ed.
What up?
Mm-hmm.
Know what he did? That motherfucker had that stick eye in his mouth and bit that motherfucker and went to choking and hit the motherfucking cone, man. That motherfucker bit that stick eye and hit that goddamn cone and the motherfucking wind light went over there. And the whole motherfucking Freak Nasty, a.k.a. Baby Crew, went in the uproar.
Damn.
Bottle motherfuckers, man. What you want on them, Terrier? What you want on them? Salt, pepper?
Oh, man.
Honey barbecue sauce, man. My famous honey barbecue. Hell no.
Oh, right, man.
Honey barbecue sauce. Motherfucker.
Not the honey barbecue sauce.
Hey, Big Eddie. Man, let me be honest with you. I ain't never seen you fry nobody as long as you've been frying these guys today. But there ain't nothing left. There ain't no. I don't want no lemon pepper. Ain't nothing left. Shoot you and fry that guy of them.
Big Eddie, I got a question for you. Now I've just been sitting and listening. Now I want to know. Now I like my chicken and I like my fish fried hard. And I just want to know, sometimes when you go to restaurants like Heroes or whatnot, they've already pre-fried the chicken and the chicken. So sometimes you got to drop back in the grease again for it to be what they call fresh, right?
Come on, champ.
I got a piece of chicken. I got a piece of little burnt chicken. I want to be burnt just a little bit more. I listened to somebody cry and whine about a driver of a car. You locked me in this way. You're changing things. I can't accept this. And then turn around and still get they stupid ass gas. So I want to. I like the fry from earlier. But I like my chicken nice and fresh and deep fried. So I need Mr. Westside Terrio himself re the fuck fried again because he wasn't fried good enough. Because not only did he get beat, but he got shot by a fucking streetcar. So I need him again because he got shot by a fucking streetcar. A streetcar is what he got shot by. He had a back half car and got shot by a fucking streetcar. So I was just like,
"Hey, not the streetcar."
Now I don't I know.
I said in this, but I ain't gonna let you tell that lie. It wasn't no streetcar.
Got by a fucking streetcar.
You gotta tell it to
it
now.
Ain't
you
a back
tell
half
it, tell
car.
It right.
Listen, hold on. It ain't a back half car. And Leakin, if you would have stayed quiet, we would have fried your ass now too. Now I need a two-piece special. I need you to fry this ass too, but not shifting it to second fucking gear. Yeah. So can I just fucking fry right quick, please and thank you? I need these deep fried. I need deep fried, and I want Frank Red hot hot sauce. I don't like open pit. Give me some motherfucking Frank Red hot, please and thank you.
Oh man, not the Frank Red hot.
I'll wait. I need these motherfuckers double deep fried. I need them deep fried together. Matter of fact, from now on, we're going to call these motherfuckers dumb and dumber. Can you please deep fry them for me, please?
Oh, man.
I love it. I won't mess with these up, man.
Don't do that, Jim.
But now what I will say is this right here. Perm is a bad motherfucker. He knew what he was doing.
Hey, Bob,
it's just a fact that shit veered over a little bit.
You noticed. I didn't say not when you and Terrio fight.
I ain't never seen a turbo cock goddamn double bubble.
Hey, don't call
a
motherfucker dumb in a motherfucker double bubble nitrous car. He stepped in and drive to the inside of the lane. That's a dumb motherfucker.
Well, you know what? Well, I'm going to say this. But, Leakin, you ain't the dummy in the situation. Listen, Leakin, you ain't the dummy in your situation. The dummy is the person who didn't fill up the airship the bottle. That's a dummy. So we can't say you the dummy.
Jeremiah. No, you can't say it, Jeremiah. We lost. Vons won fair and square. He kicked our ass.
Oh, he beat our ass.
Oh, he beat y'all ass to submission.
Ain't no way in the hell I'm going to come on this phone and cover up for my teammate. When you fuck up, you fucked up.
Y'all, hey, somebody should have called DCFS on Von ass. He beat the shit out of y'all.
Oh, boy. Man.
Yeah. He did. He did all that. But guess what we did last night? We beat the shit out your teammates from last night.
No, when have you ever associated with the West Side, man, other than driving that slow-ass disco?
Hey, y'all, when have you ever associated with the West Side?
And I got to say, y'all was some good sports, I guess, Leon and Terrio, because this is my first time hearing that. Even though I haven't been on the phone that much.
Hold on. Hey, anybody on this phone, how long I've been fucking with them West Side cars, running with the West Side?
Harris says he was racing.
Thank you.
Ain't got no reason to lie.
I give it to Vernon. They kicked our ass. But you can't come on this phone and call somebody a dumb motherfucker with a mother double bubble Nike car. You would be better off. You doing good. Terry had to drop Terry L back in there.
Oh, man. That was ass backwards.
Hey, that's something double. Hey, y'all need Chuck to come on. I'm trying to be nice, but I really want to do that goddamn crash shit. I would get fucked if I would get mad.
Dumb motherfucker need to be fried.
Hey, don't be mad, Jeremiah, but a dumb motherfucker that double bug that fucking Nike shot. You know it.
Jeremiah don't want to fry because that's his homie.
But that motherfucker's out as hell. He was winning the race across the center line with that slow ass.
Oh, man. Not got distracted.
Right about him, I'm always right. And when I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm still right because I could have been wrong.
That makes sense. I ain't gonna lie.
Come on.
Say that again.
Come on.
When I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm still right because I could have been wrong, you know.
Hey, Vic. That goddamn Thulon called me and said, damn, when they got another in, he smelled antifreeze. And shit leaking on the ground. So, did he blow it up last night or what? Because they say they're running back.
You might have did. I mean, when you got turbo, that nitrous, goddamn. What you need all that for?
This slow motherfucker came. Both of them came down and so goddamn slow. I could have whipped them cars with this goddamn dually I'm riding in. Hey, kid. They sent me a video. I say, God damn, that man was damn near whooping him on horsepower. That goddamn person.
Goddamn, get up and lead like a pig.
And Jeremiah over there calling Terry O'Donnell. You can't do that,
Jeremiah. I'm going to tell y'all what I can't wait for. I can't wait for the good Lord to heal my buddy Vic body 100% and all of that. So I can beat his ass. I'm praying for Vic.
How long you been holding that in, Jeremiah?
Hey, I'm waiting on, you don't understand, if I got to start fasting and praying for my boy's health and for him to have a 180-degree turnaround.
Hey, Jeremiah, listen to me good. I have surgery next Thursday. Hopefully it don't take that long for me to heal, brother, because I'm going to put my son and make him stick his arm up your whole ass.
Damn, I'm not going to hold on, Vic.
Don't tip me with no good time now. Don't threaten me with no good time.
I'm letting you know. This has been brewing for a couple of years now. I'm going to
hold on.
You up, Jeremiah.
Lord, have mercy. Got a little elbow action.
Jeremiah, and I just got one thing to say. One thing to say, Jeremiah, after I fuck you up, you got to put a toe tag sticker in the back window, brother.
Oh, shit.
You can't tag that shit.
You didn't tag.
Oh, man, not the rubber gloves. Not the rubber gloves.
No, you got to have that, you know, the death certificate, you got to have that tag on that toe.
6447, your mic open.
Lord, have mercy.
Everybody mic open as they hit the one button now.
Oh, man, Vic going to use the rubber.
Hey, Jeremiah, don't do the perm. Jeremiah, don't do the perm. Perm won one race and lost his goddamn mind. And now he's quiet.
Oh, man.
Hey, now, hold on. He ain't going to do that, man. That's what you ain't going to do.
He's quiet than a motherfucker right now.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
Yo, what up, Chuck? What up, Chuck?
Why does punk-ass Eddie start to fish fry without me? He just letting anybody get on. That's right. I'm going to fry his fat ass.
Oh, man.
Now, you ain't got to say that.
Come on,
Chuck. Come on,
Chuck. I turned
his
show on.
It was a lot of requests,
he's frying motherfuckers. He got all these peons. Frying motherfuckers.
Peons?
I don't know nothing to talk
peons?
About.
Wait a minute.
Fuck
oh.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
hey, man, I thought Terrio had scared you from coming on, you know, like you did when P came on.
Man,
thing,
fuck Terrio. That motherfucker
damn.
Went out there like he was the big shit, pulled in late, pulled that shit out the trail and got his motherfucking head split. Fuck
oh,
motherfucker.
To the white meat. Not down to the
oh,
white meat.
Ain't nothing about the motherfucking West Side got their ass slaughtered. And they ain't do
shit.
They got
some like
motherfucker over there holding up the West Side, and that's DD. And this punk motherfucker don't start to show
clock,
without me. That's why that I ain't frying shit no more.
Damn.
Doug, in his defense, Doug, it was a lot of requests, man. It was a lot of orders
He don't even start
yeah, what up, Chuck?
Five to nine. He started that shit early. That's all right.
Hey, he started early, Chuck.
Oh, he started that shit way early. That's right. I'm going back on mute.
Damn.
Well, can your punk ass back on mute, man? Because one thing I really hate to hear is a grown man crying. I can't stand a grown man.
Oh, man. Come on now, Eddie. Now don't do that now.
Hey, Eddie. I ain't crying.
Oh,
you got motherfuckers trying to fry motherfuckers out of the shootout. How the fuck you going to fry somebody out of the shootout?
Leon told me last week that he don't care if it's a grudge race or a shootout. You lose. Now, one of y'all got to make up my mind.
Eddie, I hate to say it, Chuck, but they did it to me, so I say fuck it. Ain't nobody safe. If you get fucked up, you got your ass whooped. When I got fucked up,
yeah,
they
but
got
Leon,
on my
that,
ass
like
I got
that,
my ass.
So. That chump ass Eddie knew I was going to be a little late. And damn, I picked the
I hear all
these motherfucking peons trying to fire people that don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Hey, Chuck. Come on, man.
Damn,
man, I'm not crying damn motherfucker
anybody,
no more.
Let me just say this.
I'll let you do what you want.
If anybody is doing the rain dance for Saturday, you're fucked.
Yeah, they gonna help.
It ain't
supposed to happen.
I pray you ain't doing
it.
It ain't
supposed to happen.
We coming down.
Hold on, y'all. Yeah, Matt. You know today is Saturday. On the way you coming up, everybody said he's jumping at his fire ahead of time. But if the rain is in the forecast for Saturday, we'll get your ass Thursday night at the Grove, man.
I'm not gonna lock that in.
Hey, well, hold on. Cause you established with locked in for Saturday.
Cap, come
I
on,
know
come
he got
on,
I
on,
thought
on,
he was trying
on.
To bump it
hold
up
on,
to Thursday.
I cannot. I'm not gonna overrule him, and y'all already locked in for Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But if
okay.
you're praying for rain,
hey,
we're gonna get two Thursdays.
I think you.
No, ain't no rain in sight, Leaky.
I don't
want no rain in sight.
I don't want to see
that. Kid. Hold on. Let me say this.
Hey,
I'm back
up. It's crap on the line.
Leaky, I think you listened to what I was saying wrong. Hold on, Eddie. Hold on. I think you listened to what I said wrong, Leaky. I said if anybody was praying for the rain, during the rain, then you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at the weather.
We're
not,
I got to agree with him on that now.
Hey, with the rain, we don't even like to hear the R word at all. Don't even mention the R word. We don't fucking with it.
We're not even talking about it. We're talking about what happened at Bob's race. Ain't got shit to do with next week. So you shouldn't even be worried about next week.
Yeah,
what the fuck talking about? What happened at
Bob's race last weekend. We talking about what's going to happen next weekend, man. We all excited,
hey,
bro. Don't
hey,
kill
listen,
our fucking
now,
joy.
Now, if you said like that, and what we sure going to be talking about, that last race just happened, wasn't even 24 hours, wasn't even 72 hours just happened. But Bob's race was the shit.
Tomorrow is fucking Saturday again.
So
that's 7 days. That was 7 days prior to. Let's talk about that race.
A motherfucker ass in trouble come Saturday.
What I'm saying is this right here. I'm excited about the future of what's about to happen. I appreciate it.
Nah,
what we did.
That
was tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited about the fucking future.
Hey, Buzz, bring your ass off and you tell Jeremiah you won't talk about your race and how the mother got the ass whooping. And you had a good time.
I just made a statement, man. Y'all
all that good shit.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all niggas act like
what the fuck, man?
What the fuck wrong with y'all, man? We just having a conversation. Ain't none of you motherfuckers like me, so what the fuck else we got to do? We could talk about last week and next week. The fuck? Y'all
and
niggas,
Jeremiah,
what happened?
Jeremiah.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, yeah, Jerry. I give my congratulations to you, man, on that belt, man. You look good with it on your shoulder too.
Thank you, thank you, Eddie.
You didn't give us a chance. That's why I said we wanted to talk about that race. We ain't got a chance to get to you yet.
Eddie, get your fire going again. Where's Chuck at? Y'all forgot another one.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
Man,
I just thought about it.
Where's Chuck at, man?
Man, Day-Day beat the shit out of Nephew. Fry Nephew ass for coming out there with that clean
Hold on, Jeremiah. Let's do it right. Because it really, Eddie, it really was kind of dry.
Oh, shit.
You
it went down
Terrier,
in the motherfucking truck stop.
Robot. But if anybody would remember all the races, it'd be good if you can come off of mute. I think Chuck would be the good one, because Chuck, every time I looked up,
Chuck had a motherfucking list now.
Yeah, I know, man, I'm but Stokey, Stokey.
My boy like that, man. You know I ain't like that now.
Y'all need to help. Chuck, where you at, Chuck? Let's try it again, Chuck.
I know this, my boy, that man.
But I Chuck was up there. I think Chuck remember a lot of more races. I only remember a few of them, so I was going to let Chuck come and do it.
Trying to tell y'all who got them.
Y'all
come
got
on, Chuck, man. I apologize, man. I didn't think you was going to make it, Chuck, man. Come on, Chuck, man. I apologize.
That punk motherfucker ain't paid me enough to let a motherfucker substitute come in here and try to fry a motherfucker. Fuck him.
Come on,
this
Chuck one for the show,
man.
Chuck, tell the damn fire on. Chuck, tell the damn fire on, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Damn. I'm asking you myself, Chuck, but I gave you number all of them. That's why I didn't say nothing. I let them do their thing. I know
you want to be good with Chuck.
You can fry them like some refried beans. Start it over.
Damn, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I love you.
Hey, Eddie, that don't sound too good.
Don't do that, Eddie. You should cuss him out.
All right, fuck it, Eddie. Here you go. Here you go, Eddie.
Come on with
it.
All right, yeah. We're going to
start this shit off right.
That's
that punk-ass Eddie trying to get some fucking imitators. So the first motherfucker going to Greece is the motherfucker that started the fish fry Friday with Nephew and Day-Day. Goddamn badass Nephew and Day-Day. Man, this motherfucker brought a car out there that wouldn't even run.
Oh, man.
Hey, Eddie.
Oh, be cool, Terry. I'm left the show.
Yeah, I'm so goddamn slow.
Hey, Terry, hold on, Terry.
It was a good way, bro.
Hold on, Terry.
Hold on. I'll get to your punk ass in a minute, Terry. So anyway,
I bet he won't lock me in for that Saturday with that three in the break.
Man, first motherfucking race of the day. God damn. It was a damn walkover. That motherfucker. I told y'all, god damn it, I was betting on Day-Day all day. Man, shit. He must have put 3-4 cars on Nephew. I don't know what happened. I think he popped that bitch. I don't know now. I don't know, but he popped that motherfucker. Put the original fish fry Friday master in the grill, Eddie.
You done got a lot of cooking started tonight.
Hold on. But that wasn't shit. The motherfucker that really needs to stay in the group is any motherfucker think they can run a fucking Pontiac in 2020. Need to be fried. And that's that goddamn Trans Am boys with Day-Day. Their own man didn't even want to bet on the race. Stereo ain't the fucking donator. Drill is the fucking donator. Fry that motherfucker extra hard, man. That shit couldn't get out of his own.
Congratulations, Tim.
He fried the shit out them motherfuckers. Now, hold on now. Now, my shit out of order, but I'm going to say the West Side ain't shit. They got their ass slapped left fucking right. So they had to go get a motherfucking 64. They had to get a motherfucker 64 years old to hold up the West Side, and that's goddamn Didi. Didi said he'll race any motherfucker out the back door. God damn, boy. They pulled up in that bitch and they got the fuck out that goddamn booth. Put them motherfuckers, what's their car, Nubian or some shit. Some motherfucking knowledge to walk the West Side, everybody betting. Man, fuck that. Fry the fuck out of them. So BD still my motherfucking ego.
Woo-hoo!
that was a nutso car. All right, here's one. Here's a motherfucker you got to fry. This motherfucker, bad motherfucker in the shootout, doing willies and all that type of shit. Then he gonna pick on the motherfucker he ain't won a race all year. Idy Bowl. And Jeremiah claiming that he did said, man, fry that motherfucker, man. Eddie, fry it, man. I got another one for you, Eddie. That motherfucking lock and chicken man with the El Camino. Oh, shit, the West Side Last Hope, the only motherfucker that can run all day. Man, they went to the line. When Lock left, it was all over, man. Fry that damn El Camino. They don't even make them bitches no more. Fry them, man.
Hold on, Ed.
I ain't got all of them, but here's the motherfucker I want to talk about. This big, bad motherfucker from Maywood, Westside, whatever, called Boo Magic. This the last motherfucking car in the trip. This bitch so bad, he ain't got to do takedowns or nothing. He went up against the motherfucking Wild Hunters. Trying to fuck with Little Mo. They back there fighting about who's driving, all types of shit. So this motherfucker said, I'm going to put Leon in the car and somebody else can drive Little Mo. Man, they got up to the line. Them bitches looking good. Everybody worrying except me because I bet, you know which way I bet. So we got all types of shit. Man. They left, Lil Mo was gone. That little Boo Magic shifted a second. That bitch said, boom! And that was it. And I just collected all my motherfucking money. Man, fuck the West Side. Fry the fuck out of the field. Yeah.
Hold on, Terry.
I know the only motherfucker I can't fry was Little Pete, because Little Pete was driving the shit out of Mayweather. That motherfucker did his job. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Oh, I got to fry another motherfucker, Eddie. That motherfucker Ray Starbun. When he won the race, he got naked, and his fat ass was all over there. All them damn white girls like, I don't want to fuck him. Yeah. Put his ass in the grease.
Hey, man,
that's my motherfucking boy.
Right,
I can do him the way I want, but hey, man, he had an excellent motherfucking race. And these motherfuckers came out to race, and they raced. They raced.
You missed one, Chuck. You missed one.
Who that? What's that?
You missed. You forgot about Cadillac.
Oh, man.
Hey, I don't even think that was a race. That scary motherfucker was so scared, he had to put another drive in that old slow-ass shit. But you can fry his ass because he didn't play like a prey pity today.
Oh, man, we don't want to fry like, man. Why did I come back out?
Man. Fuck that old motherfucker, man.
Hey, man. Left in high gear, man.
happen out here. Good God Almighty.
Hold on, Eddie.
Somebody
got one more motherfucker. Hold on, Eddie. Hold on, Eddie. I got one more motherfucker. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Here's a motherfucker that... He's a motherfucker that made National Bear of the Week and couldn't get out his own motherfucking way and tried to play the game and got fucked. And that's Three Love. Fry his punk ass.
What?
Eddie, you can make all the fucking excuses as you want. Yeah.
I just like
questions,
huh?
He said he broke his transmission, but that motherfucker Day-Day was going to get in that ass.
You got one, Chuck.
You forgot one, Chuck.
Who is that?
It was a great Thursday night. It was a great Thursday night at the Grove.
Oh,
I know you got the news.
Yeah. Okay,
hey,
here's
Leon,
the...
Didn't he forget?
I just... Hold on.
No, didn't
he
forget
you
a
scrap?
I don't know. Did you get up, too?
That was in the shootout, Eddie. I really don't do shootouts that much. That's why I fried Jeremiah's ass, because he claiming that he did some shit in the shootout. You know, but
whoa,
hey,
whoa,
I can't.
Hold on, Jeremiah. I'm finna tell it.
Didn't you raise Tidy Bowl?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. I ain't finished yet. So what I'm gonna say, the motherfucker finally won a grudge race, Tidy Bowl, where he won a race. Then he fucked with Jeremiah. And got his ass stunk. I mean, he got his ass stunk. That was that damn lollipop top. All that motherfucking shit and all the money he lost. You could double fry that slow motherfucker. Because he crawled.
Lollipop. Good job, everybody.
Damn, but what I just got.
I just ain't got no glasses, so I can't see my little bitty ass notes I wrote down.
Yeah.
That was
didn't Mike DeDino have a race and Puerto Rican Pete have a race?
Nah, that was shootout too.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
I didn't say they raced each other. I said, did they race? No.
Oh, Doug,
you missed Mike Bandino beat Southside Scrap with the Mustang.
Yes, so did.
So
wait,
did I ain't
see
that.
Wait a minute.
That's what I heard.
But didn't Chuck just say he fried me because I was in a shootout and I ain't do nothing? You can't add that, D. You can't fry Scrap because he was in a
motherfucker. I can fry any motherfucker I want.
Because
you won in the shootout and you grabbed your nuts. But I ain't mad at you because you fucked up Tidy Boy with his slow ass.
Yeah.
You did what the fuck you were supposed to do. Yeah, with him and Tidy Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else
make right,
no
one
thought.
And hold on, Eddie. I got one more motherfucker to fry. Any motherfucker run up against Bookie in that Cadillac, you a dead motherfucker. Fry all them bitches. They got teeth.
No,
yeah.
Hey. No. Don't fry that motherfucker.
Bookie,
all right, Eddie,
work
I got Yeah, he did. But I got most of the ones that I seen personal. I don't know what happened to the other ones I didn't see.
Yeah.
All I can say, hold on, Eddie. I got to fry one more motherfucker, Eddie. I got to fry one more motherfucker. You down? Fry the whole fucking west side with they slow punk asses. Ain't shit.
Ooh,
they need a 64-year-old motherfucker to hold their ass up. Fry all them bitches.
But, hey,
I said fry them, Eddie. I said fry them.
Little Mo, what's wrong with the man?
Yeah, yeah, that's you. Hey, Hey, you need to be concentrating on the last motherfucker kick your ass, fuck.
Shit, we already, hey, we already said we're going to do it next Saturday at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock off the trailer next Saturday. So, be out here.
Hey, fellas, I want to tell y'all something, fellas.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Next Saturday.
Y'all got that locked in already?
Yeah, we got it on
the
Thursday.
And then you do the same thing we did.
We go do the same thing or a little more.
All right,
that's all
I'm talking about then, dog. I don't give a fuck. As long as you do the same thing you did.
Okay.
Man,
Chuck, that motherfucker slot machine out of order. That slot machine out of order, goddammit.
Hey y'all, check this out. Next Saturday at the event, we should have our t-shirts for sale. So y'all come on, support us, and get some of them Mudbone t-shirts. And Chuck, you make sure you be the first one in line, man.
Hold on. Let me explain this. I don't mind buying the motherfucker t-shirt. But you got to show me something to buy. Mom, if I'm going to give you $20, $25, you got to do shit. Y'all ain't did a motherfucking thing. Why the fuck am I going to spend my money on
this? How about this, Chuck?
I'm just telling
you.
You
going to be out there.
Nah. Hold on. If it was something like, if they had some little mold t-shirts or some shit, somebody that's a bad motherfucker, I'll buy him. Y'all ain't did shit. What the fuck you think I'm going to give you $20
for? But we're going to do something to your ass.
But my ass.
You can lock us in Saturday.
Motherfucker, you know I'm going to be on the fucking property Saturday. What the fuck is you talking about?
It's promising you're going to.
You know what I'm saying? Don't come over here trying to punk your motherfucking t-shirt. You got to do something to sell t-shirts. Motherfucker want to buy with a winner. Not with no motherfucking mystery, man.
If we whoop your ass, you got to put it on at the track.
Man, fuck it. If y'all whoop my ass, I'm going to do like Vaughn. Except I ain't got a big ass stomach like him. Oh, shit. That tape. Wait a minute. Hold on, Eddie. Just cut the bullshit aside. Dario and Vaughn are locked in again at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Chuck. Don't listen. That's the same thing as what happened. He always just says if he ain't locked in yet, he said we gonna lock in on Thursday. That's what I be saying. Motherfuckers just be talking, man.
Oh, okay.
Everybody said we was locked in. Hold it. I said next Thursday, me and you locking in to run head up off the trailer.
See what I'm saying? Now listen, everybody on this show heard Chuck asking what we locked in, and he said, yeah. That's what I be talking
right,
about, man.
I said we're going to do it next Thursday, man. You told me y'all locked in too much.
Early.
I said that we're going to lock in
next Thursday's race at
1 o'clock.
Everybody heard that. Everybody knows that me and you going to lock in next Thursday. Please raise your hand. If me and Chuck is the only ones that heard him say that.
That's how you going to, hey,
hold
you
on.
Already know
that's
that you're going to get your money to my dad, and I'm going to get my money
to my dad, so we don't have no problem. Hold on. I'm saying, if anybody on this show didn't hear what me and Chuck just heard, please raise your hand.
I'm raising
what
hand.
I heard.
That's what you heard, too? Who is that?
Okay.
And that's what Chuck just heard too, right?
I heard that.
And that's what I heard too. See what I'm saying? That's why y'all gotta watch these retarded motherfuckers. That's why y'all gotta watch them.
Damn. Who easy on them, brother?
Goddamn. Nah, no. That's how misunderstandings get started. Motherfuckers just be saying shit.
Yeah, because I've been hearing that since, I believe, yesterday. When they lock in Thursday, somebody needs to write that shit down. Whoever the DP man, they'll hear what the fuck they got.
Shorty gonna be the DP man. Shorty gonna be the DP man.
We already agreed to it. I'm listening to your ass lie over there. You still drunk from us. Your ass out the other day. That's all.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Terrio.
Yes,
you got that motherfucking track at 6 o'clock. By 8:30, you was back home.
I guess so. Hey, he had to take all the money. I had to go back home. I had to go over to the restaurant.
What's
your name,
dog? I wanted to drink a beer with you, or a glass of water.
Yeah.
You got that shit on in there.
I had to go and do that sale, man. I had to go throw that sale.
Hey, man, that nigga, they sent me a picture. His ass, they didn't go home. They had a picture of the race car in front of the restaurant. He was sick in the restaurant.
Man, y'all is crazy, boy. Y'all is crazy.
Yeah, that was some fucked up shit, but boy, I had motherfucking balls, boy. y'all motherfuckers saved my trip to Florida. Yeah, I like that shit.
Oh, well, I'm going to click over.
Yeah.
Who got that noise on the phone, man?
Yeah, he ain't lying, I hear it.
Sound like somebody got their window down or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why every time you have a good show, he'd come them up with all that goddamn noise. All they got to do is go on me,
man. And they be acting too low.
I'm telling you, man, we be giving
people too much credit, man. Half of these motherfuckers be retarded for real.
Hey, you know what it be? They think with their phone on mute, they can't hear.
That's extra retarded.
Damn, Vaughn. How long you been holding that in, Vaughn?
I'm just telling you, man. We be giving them too much credit, man. I'm telling you. Half of these motherfuckers is in grammar school licking that school bus window, man.
I see you, Tim.
Wait,
not the school.
My,
yeah.
my.
Come on, man. Don't do that, man.
I got a question, and I got to know.
Oh, shit.
Is that motherfucking track going to be like that next weekend? God damn. That's all.
I don't know why it shouldn't be.
Where Sam at? His race, Eddie? Where y'all at?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah,
he's an Max Leroy. Leroy is a Leroy race, too.
Leroy might be on somewhere. Leroy. Well, I want to ask the motherfucker that know and can tell me definitely that bitch going to be like that because they took real good care of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if a motherfucker couldn't get down that bitch, something was wrong with their car.
Sure was.
Ain't that right, Jeremiah? Mm-hmm. Ain't that right, Jeremiah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah had to tie that motherfucker down. That motherfucker came. That bitch had to go to the moon. He had to tie that bitch down.
Hey, I don't care what they say.
Hey, that race there was the baddest race of the year right now. Damn, we'll have to come on with the top.
Yes, sir.
We ain't just talking about Chicago because I've been out of town three times this year. That was a badass race, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to say this.
Badass event.
Hey,
Hey, Von, you ain't had nobody come in and do nothing with the track, did you?
Nah, I ain't had nobody come in, but I just told them motherfuckers, just pull that shit on. Don't worry about it. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it was a good routine. Every time anything on 28 came up, they wanted glue. I told that man, I caught him on intercom, we want glue. He gave him glue. After he gave him glue to 28, the G-Body,
okay,
and everybody else started hooking and booking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Reebok, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 14, hey, just to let y'all know, it was 14 grudge races. Debbie wrote them down, saying 14.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good. And they told me, let them know when I was happy, and that's what I did. I didn't tell them to talk about the price. I told them I wanted to get to the point where everybody was getting down the track. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Louis Pope.
Well, that's good shit, Vaughn. But Stereo got. Dario got to buy some better shit than get down the track.
Oh, man.
That bitch left and it died at the train sign. that bitch was too tight. That motherfucker smothered Dario car, man. It was too tight, man. Terrio, where you at, man? Go stand up like a man for yourself. Where you at, Terrio?
Man, that man out there, selling them open pit barbecue wings right now, trying to get that ass.
He said open pit
barbecue
wings.
Oh,
oh,
man.
Yeah, damn.
Not the
man,
open
you,
pit wings.
Last time I saw Terrio, that motherfucker was running off the track like you had the shit. You know how you got the shit? You got diarrhea. He was running off the track like that, head to head behind the shit.
Oh.
Hey, Von, I'm gonna stop you right there. When he put his car on the track, that nigga already went to his truck and got the trail and met them down there. He knew what was gonna happen.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Well, I gotta tell y'all, these are the best numbers I've had on my show for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eddie,
Eddie, these motherfuckers went out there and actually tried to race. It was so good.
Yes, it was so good.
It was 10 o'clock, and these motherfuckers were scared to race. You had to make a motherfucker get up to the line.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chuck, I got the minute.
Hope we don't repeat it on the 17th.
Hey, Chuck, it was so good. Hell, you got on the mic.
Southside.
Yeah, that was all right, man.
Yeah, they know they shouldn't have gave me that shit, because I can't hold my damn tongue. But it was all good.
Yeah, man, it definitely was a good album, baby. It definitely was a good album. My first time at the track this year, up north.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you stoked?
Ate good. Yes, sir. Ate good. Cracked some jokes. Goddamn shit. Had us a little that Who Shot John Weave in the back partaking in. Shit. It was going on.
Hey, Stokey.
Yeah, sir.
I got a question.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Why would a motherfucker bring a knife to a gunfight?
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. He wanted to get killed. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of them got killed.
He wanted to get killed. Well, that motherfucker gave up. Like, man, fuck it. I don't want to live no more. They took the easy route out.
Oh, man, not the suicide.
Yeah, I
saw.
Yeah, that was a badass race. I got to give it to him.
We had a good old time.
If they had them shoot out and put them races together just like that, I don't see race should be the same. Other race should be the same.
But you know what? I had a problem though, Leon. I want to know why I couldn't get in the damn Z-Body shootout. That was fucked up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I'll tell you this. Hey, Chuck, you would have to let me drive.
No, I couldn't do that, but goddamn, I brought the blue car to get in the shootout, and they wouldn't let me in. I tried.
Nah, you wasn't going to get in that thing.
Chuck, your tire was too big. Your tire was too big. You had the wrong car, Chuck. I'd take the blame for it, Bob.
They got to put that down. Shit, I'm on goddamn.
That was
a good one now. That was a good one now.
But, Chuck, look at this, Chuck. Yeah. Look at this. They said no chance of stock style front end. They be a chance of stock.
But, Cold Blue ain't no traffic car.
They said, as long as it's stock front end, it don't matter what the rest. Cold Blue can get in.
Cold Blue can get in. He ain't no traffic car. See, that's it, there.
Yeah, Cold Blue can get in.
Yeah.
All right. How much is it paying?
I think it's $300 a buy-in. Basically, like the same race last week, Chuck. I think so far, I don't know where Sam at, man. I think it's
38 to the winner and 600 to the runner. Because if it's 8 cars, it's 860-64, and it's supposed to be 2,000 on top.
Ooh, that's a good
buy,
that one.
They putting 2,000 on top.
Oh, 2,000 on top. So if it's 8 cars, that's 24 plus 2,000. So that's 44. So that would be 600 to the runner and 38 to the winner.
Yes.
Okay.
The bankroll,
okay. No, there ain't no bankroll, but I'd rather do a two-car shootout, but I ain't doing shit else.
You gotta point that too now.
What's up? Yes,
sir. We got a bankroll in there. Got a bankroll up there.
So I got another question.
Come on.
I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. But why ain't the promoter of the next race on this show promoting this shit for next week? I just want to know.
Oh, man. That's a good, you got a point there, Chuck, now.
I can probably answer that.
Well,
please answer
for
me.
That's why I tell you, ask the question. We're looking for an answer.
Oh, goddamn. All right, here we go. Well, I guess the man don't want to come on my show because he won't let me on his show. So I ain't got no problem with him coming on my show, though. He can come on my show anytime he wants.
Well, wait a minute, Eddie. Ain't y'all all running under the same flag? Ain't y'all all clocked off? So what's up?
Yeah, well, some people don't recognize that.
Oh, man.
Well, hold on, dog. If you in the same mob, you got to recognize. Or you be self-reporting.
Yeah. I would think so, but I don't know.
Do y'all need me to come in and run y'all operation? I can deal with that shit. Yeah.
Wait a minute, Eddie.
Let me ask you this question. Don't you y'all have the same show. Don't you come to the races?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's the outlaw clock off.
Yeah. Something fucked up about that kid. Something fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about that now.
Yeah.
I'm coming right behind him with anything on the 29 inch time smaller.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
That's all good, but nobody answered my fucking question, which I want to know.
Oh, man. How long
I can't answer
that one.
It's
how long I call
tonight?
Number?
It's outlaw. Okay, kid. You
answered
it. Okay.
Outlaw
right,
pop off member.
Just tell us about your race.
Yeah, October the 8th, baby. I'm doing the same thing, man. I got big tie shootout, small tie shootout, daily driver shootout, my number one golf cart race, golf cart shootout. Product already at 300. That's a $25 buy-in. And then we got a gambler's bracket race. And then we got a women's race, man. $25 buy-in,
and I'm going to put $300 on top of that car. Any women type of vehicle, as long as it's not a high-performance car. No
high-performance car. It's got to be a regular vehicle, no matter
if it's a Jeep. In other words,
a lot of the men can put on panties and get in the women's race.
Is
that what you're saying?
Oh,
damn.
Hey, kid. Yeah,
a few minutes.
Wait, you know what? I'm gonna say this to you, Sean. You want people to come? Y'all gotta dig in your pockets and don't pocket the money and throw a lot of shit on the pot. Did you see how many motherfuckers out there to bond race?
I fix it when I put on the fly, man.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Because motherfuckers, if you're doing shootouts, motherfuckers don't want
to
put their own money in. They want a little extra.
I said it to what Chuck just said. I tried to think more like the racer, what the racer want, instead of like a promoter. I say that.
Right.
That's right. Y'all can't take all the money home. Y'all got to give a little something back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It ain't nothing wrong with having 8 cars and throw an extra $2,000 on it. You're going to make it off the gate. Don't throw the money back to me.
Hey, Chuck, don't bullshit.
What the fuck you saying?
I could have canceled the motherfucking D-Bud shootout. I didn't have enough cars, and I paid for the shootout out of my pocket.
Hey, that's what you got to do, because you guaranteeing that shit, and that's why people showed up, and they wanted to see that shit.
That was after everybody already paid to get in shit. I still made sure that the fucking shootout went out. I paid for a car out of my pocket. That's what I get another car to do that.
It's all right. There's no pay for that shit. We cool.
Yeah.
I heard.
That's what I heard.
That motherfucker about to pay for it again, whether he know it or not. He about to pay for it again.
Oh, man.
You know, it's fucked up. There's only 7 motherfuckers in the organization, and they fighting each other.
Oh, man, not the outlaw cocked off.
That's sad, man. That is sad, man. It is.
That's sad to the motherfucker.
That's on it.
Yeah, damn, kid. You need to be the motherfucking governor or whatever y'all fucking call it. You need to be a boss and straighten that shit out, man.
Well, I'm gonna say this to the panel. All y'all claim y'all got these retro tax cars and 41 ain't no good. I've seen some $200,000 race cars up there, and they real extremely fast, and they was making the trip. So y'all might well quit that with that. They can't get down the track. And come up there and find out and see for your own self. The last week.
Hold on, Leon. I got one more motherfucker to fry.
Oh shit!
I forgot about this one.
Let me get my grease out.
I got. Fry that motherfucking grease out. 41 so strict. If you travel 275 miles to race a motherfucker and your car is leaking oil and your car is leaking oil, don't come.
Oh, yeah.
So to the FOC crew in Detroit, drop that motherfucking ass, man. I forgot all about that.
Lord have mercy.
They were right behind us while
we was cooking.
I know.
I wish they could have. I feel sorry for them. They couldn't get their oil leak fixed, but that little honey they had, well, she was looking good.
Yeah, she was, kid. I seen her. I seen it. Kid was over there serving food. He was putting extra tips on kid watching her. I seen it.
I'm telling you.
Lee was mad than the motherfucker. He said, stop, kid. She ain't giving you no pussy.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all, I forgot about that shit, but they were strict on that shit. They told the motherfucker, you fuck up the truck, you can't come back.
Yeah, because they on that whole night. They the ones shut the track down. They leaked all the way down the track.
In the track defense, though, they did it three times, man. God damn. What we supposed to do?
Yeah, they said there ain't going to be no four. They said y'all can sit there and eat next door because y'all ain't racing no more. That's
three
fucked
times,
up.
Man. It was three times.
Yeah.
And Scrap could have tried them on the third time. He said, nah, man. He said, man, go fix your shit. You want to crash your car with $300 punk out, man? He said, go fix your shit, man. He said, my car fucking pooping and popping, and I can still beat y'all ass, but I don't even want it. He said, go fix y'all car, man. He told him.
Yeah, because they ain't want nobody to get hurt. That was good shit.
Yep. Yeah. That man, he looked up under that motherfucker. They had a goddamn rug and a motherfucking rug and a microfiber towel up under there.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do to try to race, but they shut their ass down.
Yeah, shut them down, man.
Yeah. I ain't mad, because they ain't shut Eddie down for going fast in reverse, so they good.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's love,
man. Only on Thursday night at the Grove.
I don't know why every motherfucker trying to hurt Leon for driving. Terrio give him a motor that's gonna right. Blow up some of this shit. Eddie got a car go only in reverse. them just don't even give him no safety. Them don't even take the pin out to shoot. Y'all trying to get Leon fucked up.
Hey, Chuck. It seems that way, don't they? Every time I look around,
yes.
I'm trying to catch up with the mold.
I think Leon better stick to his own goddamn car.
Just be thankful for what you got.
Yeah. Fucked up. Yeah, we got next
that's
week.
Right, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, every time I get in one of them crowds, I step that helmet on. I say that little prayer. Talk to the Lord. He said, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Good thing you ain't had to go find man one of them motherfuckers. But, you know, it is what it is. When you a high gun, you put your life in. Shit, I look at these motherfucker cars. Ain't no way in the world I'm getting in that bullshit. That's cool. I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, you said it right on the money. Every time you look around, it ain't even got to be my fault, but they going to blame me anyway.
Leon. You know, if you drove a scrap car, you know, I was coming back, everybody else was on the line. I seen Scrap, goddamn it, like he needed two more pistols. Keep hollering at your ass.
I said,
I ain't going to even stop over there. I'm just going to go back up to the starting line.
That motherfucker tried to put a pick of the mess out of me with that one. That was a good
one. That was some fun shit, boy. I ain't had that much
fun
in a
man.
Long time.
Man, Tidy Boy had me laughing. Boy, I was in tears. I was showing people that
did.
Stuff. That was a good one,
but,
man.
I got another question, Eddie. I got another question. What would make Tidy Boy think that a Pontiac is going to be a Chevy and an old-ass Pontiac?
Oh, man.
I just had a thought. He must be working on that slow-ass shit.
Oh, man.
Tidy Boy lost more money on one race than he won all year. Damn.
So what you saying, Tidy Boy could have went on let me won that race and the shoe got there and checked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they cleaned his ass out on a Pontiac. That motherfucker ain't went no fast in 79 and it's doing in 2002.
Damn.
So what the fuck was he thinking? I don't know what they thinking.
I don't think so. Maybe he beat us. He beat us. He was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Damn,
I don't know. Shit, I got.
Well,
I got paid. Shit, I'm good.
I got to give Tidy Bowl. He did something like what a lot of other people
yeah,
did.
I,
he brought two ties. He raced, and he won, and then he lost some.
I told him, I said, you won your first race in 21 years. I'm proud of you, son. And then I just laughed at his ass.
He beat Big Sam a couple weeks ago, Chuck. He beat Big Sam. That was the first race.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay. He hot now. He on top.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was there. I remember that. Yeah. Tidy Bowl.
So I take my hat off to Tidy Bowl. He did do something a lot of motherfuckers did. Sit around and tear motherfucker down and talk about what you gonna do.
No, he got down the track on both his races. Shit was slow, but he got down.
Yeah.
He all right. Yeah.
And we got to pay more homage to people getting in the pay instead of letting these people that don't get in the pay talk about it. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
We need
you ain't did
to get
shit if you ain't got in the paint. And he been
that's
in the
it.
Paint.
You ain't did shit.
I bet that motherfucker won't lock you.
I'm going to bet you $500 to your honey he don't lock you in either, motherfucker.
I'm going to give him the back tie, man. Fuck him. I'm going to give him the back tie. He whooped me. I'm going to give him the back tie.
Oh, shit.
He ain't going.
I'm saying nothing about it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, sir. But that Jeremiah came up with some stuff a week from now, and I couldn't lock him in because we already got him locked in. But, Saturday. But I did tell him. I said, make sure you okay with that. But I said, you got to wait till Saturday. We'll pull his ass out Thursday night.
Yeah, you already know the deal. Fuck Jeremiah. He said, that's, we can say fuck their shootout. We just don't get up there.
Yeah.
He going to win the motherfucker no way. Let's just don't kill each other.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
all you gotta do is let me know what time you wanna do it, man. 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock? Whatever you say, Jeremiah.
3 o'clock, come on.
Oh, man.
It's whatever. That's cool. I mean, I would have more so honestly wanted to do it at like 4, 5 o'clock.
Man, why you gonna do that for? How y'all gonna do it that late? At no shootout post at once. Yeah, y'all be in it already.
Well, that's,
y'all might as well go off the ramp.
All right,
fuck this shootout.
Don't go fucking two car shootout off the ramp there. Don't get it over with.
I'm with it.
I said two o'clock. He said 4 o'clock, so you know.
Go meet something in the middle if y'all wanna dance. Y'all come up with it. Y'all come up on the agreement.
What?
Y'all want to dance?
You're in charge of the lockup, I guess. So that's what I say. Whatever, what time you want to do it? You say 4 o'clock. I say 4 o'clock. You just change our shit. Just you know, just race. One or two
man,
four.
Hey,
you just don't race. Just don't do it.
Hey, look, both of y'all agreed to lock in, so both of y'all wanted to change it. As long as y'all still racing, y'all racing.
Yeah. We probably same everything, just 4 o'clock, Jeremiah. You say 4 o'clock.
All right, you can't wait.
Yeah.
We don't do it off, the ramp or what?
Sound like you're scared.
We got to come off of the damn ramp. We ain't got to come off the stairs. I said we ain't got to come
sound
off
like
the stairs.
I mean, you always... you always say you'll bring that bitch straight off the trailer. So, I mean, I don't care how you want to do it. We can go off the trailer, shake down the ass, and we'll fall out. No matter to me, 4 o'clock is 4 o'clock.
Okay, 4 o'clock.
Lock in for 4 o'clock. Interstate and lane
by. Lock in for 4 o'clock. Okay.
All right.
Fine, you heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to scratch that. Y'all locked in 4 o'clock. God damn it,
it's a great
head up, 8 mile, small blocks of peace. How y'all want to do it? Y'all got to say what y'all want down. I'm writing down what y'all want down.
No damn tickets.
Whatever y'all don't say, it ain't down. I'm letting y'all know. I don't want to hear no bullshit.
Whatever you tell me, I'm going to just turn my head and go. I ain't going to argue with you. Whatever you say.
Hey, scrap your ass.
Hey, we ain't got no problem. All you and Sonny got to do is just tell me what we did.
You told me that last time with FOC. You ain't give a damn, that motherfucker scrap. Hey, listen, that motherfucker scrap locked in FOC in 60 seconds.
If he come back up here, he got this fan race back over again. I know he said he's coming. He said he was coming. I want to grab a few people, though, so I know Black them coming over here. I want to grab a few people. Wait, man, I had time for this shootout shit. I want to grab a couple of motherfuckers.
Damn, Jeremiah, you sound like you're a little scared of Scrap.
Yeah,
man, Scrap just a little aggressive,
man. Calm down.
I don't see why. I know why he grabbed me, though. I know why he grabbed me, but I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I fucked up. Hey, I'm cool with that. I did some dumb shit. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I appreciate Tiny Bo for letting me stay in town. I asked him, could I stay in town? He said, yeah. He said, you got to leave. It wasn't even 3 hours. It wasn't even 3-4 hours before I was getting the little email from him. Gotcha.
Oh, you already know with that motherfucker. You already
knew him
coming,
bro.
You know damn well.
That nigga was sitting back. He was sitting back. I said, oh, Lord, he got me.
You already know it like a motherfucker.
That nigga, that's cool. I wish you would run back, though, man. I'd really like to get back up there with him.
Man, yeah. Please.
That probably ain't going to happen. He's gonna take that one to the grave.
What B Fan said, you got a better chance of hitting the moon with a balloon. Damn.
What about B Fan? He's feeling that game carrying out either. I saw him out there.
Damn, Eddie, you got a damn locked in race on your show, chump.
Yeah,
man, we set this bitch up tonight, Chuck. We set it up tonight, Chuck. No matter what, we set it up. That fryer, that motherfucker overheated. And it's been all positive, good shit all night.
Yeah, FOC done been there so long. Yo, we had transmission fluid and everything in the grease. I had to come off mute after that, man. Oh, man. They bust up already, man.
Hey, Von, I've been sitting here listening on the phone. I got some fucked up shit to say, man. I got some real fucked up shit to say.
Shit.
So, if this is motherfucking, let's just say a disparity in the ranks, you know what I'm saying, on who running shit, I have to call a motherfucker out for my spot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if these motherfuckers riding with me and won't roll with me, I got to call their ass out. So I feel one talk show host should call the other one out. Tell them get the fuck down.
Oh, man.
How you like that?
Damn, man.
Not the block.
Feel me,
Leon?
You feel me, Leon?
My butt bone.
I ain't getting in that one. That talk show stuff. I ain't getting in that.
Not the blog call out.
If you don't promote my boys, but you only promote your shit, I have to show you who I am.
It's like so.
Damn.
It smells good.
Hey, kid, you like that shit, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie? I don't hear you, Eddie.
What up, Chuck? What up, Chuck?
Motherfucker, you heard what I said.
Hey, Eddie.
I don't think that'd be fair,
Chuck.
Fuck fair, man. Shit. You going for your motherfucking name, man. Fuck fair.
Mm-hmm.
You doing shit and your other people ain't doing shit. You got to show them who both. Is you a motherfucking boss or you a fucking peon? Which one are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a peon.
Oh, damn. All right, well, I'm going in the fucking crib, then.
Hey, Chuck.
Thanks.
You ain't already let enough shit out. Mama, we'll keep letting shit out on the line. Hey, Chuck.
Oh, man. I feel this.
I let the big grudge race tonight.
I feel like that's a damn battle for the right, goddammit. You don't do what I do. Shit, one of these motherfuckers got to go.
I like what you're saying.
We'll make it be known then.
So what you saying, Chuck, somebody got to lock in and then sit there and make it for the race to kill each other.
Wait a minute. Somebody got some noise back there, Leon. What'd you say?
I said, since they not fooling with each other on each show, I guess they got something going on. They got to race each other then. Somebody
that's
getting
what
them
I said, Leon.
Blog talk.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
I like to try to be fan too.
Who is that said that, man? Who is that? Is that the bell holder said that?
Oh, man, not Jeremiah.
Man, that dude getting around, yeah, man.
The bell holder said that, man. We got to go. We got to go on the Thursday show, Jeremiah, for you to say that, man. I think you said it on the Thursday show, though, if I'm not mistaken.
I did.
If I'm not mistaken, I thought you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jeremiah getting it in, huh?
Yeah, man. That's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah in these streets, whether we like it or not. Jeremiah in these streets, man. He in these streets, man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to bust his head or he going to be in these streets. That's it.
I'll try
to
stay
wide open.
With the big
he trying to do one of the two things, get rich or get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeremiah, what you just say? You'll try what?
I'll try Sam, I'll try Buford, or I'll try that big block they got, that color.
Oh, man, not the whole camp.
Oh, damn.
Okay. So that mean he laying options down. He laying options down.
Jeremiah, I didn't know you drank alcohol, man.
The whole camp.
Got to be on something the way he talking, man. He got to be on something.
Oh, man. Not the medication.
He's trying to go, Flop.
I know he is.
I mean, it's the end of the year, so it's just kind of like, you know, shit, let's try.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be my shit before we hung up this phone. I want to tell everybody that's on here listening, y'all got to realize we're in the city of Chicago, and it's about to be over with for us. So if you never had no nuts, I hope you grow some within the next week and a half, a week or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about to be over for us. What else we going to do?
Bring out the snowmobiles.
Yeah, that's
Damn, Jeremiah going to be a camp killer. God damn.
Oh, man, not
go
the big
ahead,
champ,
boy.
Crew.
Do your shit. Hey,
that
hey,
man,
Flop.
That man's going to run that big black color's head up.
Yo, what up?
Now.
That what he said?
You like,
mm-hmm.
you like that scenario I put out?
Yeah, camp killer.
Yeah, yeah, but the other camp killer, I want to see who the motherfucking boss.
Uh-oh. Hey, if
that's why we're supposed to wait on Chuck. And since Chuck left that boat, it's been cracking.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody keep winning, somebody who keep winning ain't going to take no orders.
Well, that's
the
problem, ain't. That's the problem. Ain't nobody winning, but ain't nobody promoting the next man. So one of these
mm-hmm.
motherfuckers got to go, man.
Oh, man, not a lot of punk faking.
So is it going to be the Thursday night show or the Friday night show?
Oh, shit.
Somebody got to step
shit,
up.
What, hey, what's
mm-hmm.
Southside prepping to? I don't hear the fuck him on Saturday, too.
Man,
I'll
this year is just going out, man.
Somebody
got
to straighten this
Southside.
Shit out, man.
Somebody get Southside
mm-hmm.
up on the phone. I'm down here to fuck him up too Saturday.
Oh, man. Not the double header.
That's good because he called himself looking for you, Jeremiah. That's good.
Oh, shit.
That ain't no bad name. That ain't no bad name to bring up because he called himself looking for you. So that ain't no bad name to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Jeremiah. So what you saying on this show is if your name is Scrap, South Side or West Side, you can get fucked up Saturday. Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Oh, damn.
Man, Jeremiah been drinking. Somebody mute his mic, man. He been drinking, man.
Who he
talking
to?
I think
hey,
Jeremiah.
He been sniffing that
shine hole. It's at 10 in the morning when he was at work. So I don't think it's the drink. I think he's just on that.
Hey, I know he got a pretty good sweet tea in the household. Because I heard about it, but somebody done spiked
mm-hmm.
it. Somebody done spiked the sweet tea.
This motherfucker
blocked. Hey, blocked. Yeah, Nola, who are you talking to?
He
got, hey, we got to get Southside Scrap on the phone, but I know he got the right motherfucker fucking with the Westside Scrap. I know that much.
Oh shit!
You asked me for the break, nigga.
Don't bring my mama into life.
You talking to me, nigga. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Hey, Frat, I wasn't asking for shit else after I ran that
you,
fucking
Jeremiah,
elevator.
You don't tell me you didn't ask me for the break. Did I come to you trying to run you?
I said that early in the day, okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna keep chasing you, bro. I said, nigga, what the fuck you want to do? You said I need the break. I left it alone. It's all good. You still in the mirror. I know it is, but you gonna get fucked up. I will say this, that motherfucker West Side Scrap
is
the motherfucker having the most problems that people ducking that I know in my life. I'd have been raped him. He been had the most problem out of anybody.
Still trying to go, though.
Still trying to go.
Hey, hold on, Bob, check this out. Hey, Scrap, so was it two of Leon that told me you can't get down the track? Which one of y'all was it? First of all, Jeremiah, when it comes to that car, nobody's opinion matters to me. I don't give a fuck as a leader, my big brother. Nobody's opinion matters to me. I do what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it.
Well, hold on. Jeremiah. He told you he couldn't get down the track.
I was done, man. Fuck on the mic, motherfucker. You know you see me riding around on that golf cart. Just hold your hand up. That's all. I walk up to me like a man, like I walk up to you.
Jeremiah, congratulations, sir. That's what I'm about to do. I gotta have it. You run Scrap Saturday, are you putting the belt up?
Yeah, he got to pay for it, though. He's going to call me.
I'm just asking. So you put the belt on? 100%.
Y'all doing another shootout?
Man, we're locked that
no.
in.
This is a grudge shootout.
Man, they said they're doing it. Yeah, they're going to put up the belt. They're going to do the grudge. They do it how they want to do it, man. They do it how they want to do it. All they got to do, they already locked shit. It's over. They got the race.
You can grudge for a belt. You ain't got to do a shootout, goddamn.
You definitely can grudge for the belt. That's grudge for the belt.
Yeah,
they want to grudge on a Thursday, a Saturday, a Sunday. They grudge for the belt.
Any day. They telling you can only hold the belt for 2 weeks. They at your ass. Hey, Chuck,
they ain't tell him that long as he win the race. He hold that motherfucker for next year. He only got two events one motherfucker called him out for, and that's the 17th and that's non-drag nation news event. Don't nobody call him out for them two events. He's safe, but he got strap on his heels for September 17th.
Yeah. Get it on. Jeremiah say he fucking up both crap. Man.
Yeah,
he
did.
I've been looking for that shaky motherfucker. We both been running for the day. I ain't saw him yet, Chuck.
Who's not come back, just waving.
Yeah, we both been racing for the day. That motherfucker ain't showing up yet.
And that motherfucker turbo Mustang. He wouldn't even race a little more. Yeah, we lost to that Turbo Mustang, but he raced that Turbo Mustang.
Oh,
he
wants
man. I've been looking for Southside Scrap too, man.
I can't find him, man.
Man, hold on, man.
I'm on the waiting list, man.
Man.
Hey, what you want to do? What you want to do?
Oh shit. See, that's what I love.
Motherfucker,
that's
right.
I'll
do your motherfucking
ass. Don't say nothing about that man.
Let me try to see if I can goddamn get the sound raised early, man. I got to work, but I'm going to get there late.
Let me know.
Okay. I'm on to get in touch with you and those Lee and Leon, man. Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I like that. I'll be waiting. You know, my number is all the bathroom.
We just walked in the gas station.
My number is on the wall of the bathroom.
We got to figure something out. Don't try to say that man switching his direction from this, that, to third. That man trying to race. So somebody accommodate this man on him trying to race. He got to race Jeremiah. He might leave with that belt and don't want to race nobody else. Fuck it. But he tried to
go.
Hey, Double D, I
heard you.
That was that motherfucker. I'll put that bitch up every time. And when I get it, ain't nobody got to put up no brains for to get it. If you want me, you can have that motherfucker. Fuck putting up brains to get it. You get around me,
that's
you can have it.
That's what I said when I had it. I told the motherfucker they ain't got to put up a penny. I told the motherfucker just come get it. And they wouldn't come.
Just come get it. You get around me, you can have that motherfucker. Fuck all that putting up shit. You can have it. But I'm going to do what I got to do to get it. You can't hold it.
Well, I'm gonna get the sound race, but it's gonna be late because I couldn't get the day off, so I will be there. My presence will be there late, but I don't want to commit to nothing and fuck myself out some money. So I will be there, but it'll be late. And we don't race late any motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? I can end all my races at the track anyway. So yeah, it wasn't there.
Yeah, well, you know, they always got Thursday night up the Grove. Bad as I hate to go up there, I go up there and do you.
Yeah.
I go up there.
Hey, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of races Saturday, man. We had a ball.
Boy, y'all cutting up on here tonight. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going back on mute.
Oh, no. You got to go on mute, man. What's going on mute, folks? Okay.
You ain't got to go on mute. I robbed them bitches Saturday.
Hey, shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, they might try to lock me in. Shit, I don't want none of this shit. They on here got the pistol swinging. Hey, I don't want, hey, wait.
I'm back. What I missed?
Oh, shit.
Double D gonna beat y'all behind. That's what you did.
What
Fly said? I was just repeating. Double D said if he got the time, he gonna beat y'all behind.
Okay.
Hey, all
they
do
is win some money. That's all
he
do.
That's it.
He can get a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. He know it. He say he
now, now, Flop, while you all in the way, you got the same spot if you get your hot ass up here.
Hey, Leon, I'm telling y'all right now, we got the West Side Scrap
on here, but I'm telling y'all, South Side Scrap going to be trying to race on the 17th, man. South Side Scrap going to be trying
Leon.
To
race. Hey, Leon. Hey,
Leon.
Yeah. Let me say this to you. I was cracking a joke because you really know I fuck with Scrap, but you can talk that slick shit to me because we're 500 miles away. But I'll beat your ass, boy, with that spot.
Damn.
I know you just got a track problem. But see, you trying to show out. You trying to show out for the boy.
No.
You know I roll with scrap. You know this. So you know fucking well. I ain't trying to pick no Double D over scrap.
Hey, if Scrap like Double D in, I just got to race. But I'm just saying, you
No, if I come there, you won't never know it. I just show up.
I have to get prepared for you if I get on mode. So I can turn you like
Hey, Flop, you need to get in your motherfucking car Friday night and show your ass up then. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck. Life beyond race, and I say this. It's going to get cold, and y'all will be coming down this way all they want to race. So all I got to do is wait it out.
Don't fuck with us because it get cold up here quick.
I definitely that way with grandson and little but definitely be that way.
Okay.
But I tell y'all though, see what I'm telling y'all.
These
motherfuckers know they be having that noise, and when they won't go on mute with their retarded ass.
Hey, Vaughn,
it ain't the truck driver. We got noise cancellation, man, on our headset, man. It ain't us.
Hey, I'll tell you this, man. I'm going to say it one more time for the show. If they go on mute, they think they can't hear. Going back on mute.
Oh, Lord. So what you saying, Stokely, is a bunch of dumb motherfuckers be on this show?
Yes, they can't hear on mute. That shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, they some dumb motherfuckers. They don't know mute. I mean, you can't talk, but you can listen. That's some dumb ass shit.
Soon as a motherfucker get to talking to me, goddamn it, I'll put that bitch on mute and listen to y'all ass and have a whole conversation while y'all can't hear. These motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know it.
And then when you want to say something, you just come in and talk. And then when you ain't saying shit, go back on mute.
That's it, that's all. These motherfuckers don't even know how to work their phone. Dumb motherfuckers.
And they
motherfuckers can't walk with you, bubblegum.
Hold on, Vaughn. These motherfuckers can't work a car. How the fuck you think they're going to work a phone?
Woo.
God damn it.
What up, man?
Nothing, man. Yeah. I had a fucking blast tonight, man. I had a good show last week, made some money. Hopefully make some damn money next weekend.
You know we gonna make some money next weekend. Chuck, we gonna race Terrio. You know we making some money.
same way. That's all. Yeah. Dumbass donator.
That motherfucker ain't leaving off the property without giving somebody some money, goddammit.
Ooh, that shit was so. Ooh, I ain't gonna say a word. I don't know
what the fuck happened. All I know was I see you getting money from every direction, Chuck.
I did good. That's all I can tell you. I'm ready to go to Florida now.
I ain't losing down.
You losing down, Scrap?
Nope, I didn't think I was going to race, man. I was over there by the trailer. We was fucking off over there. Next thing I know, damn, the lady, Leon driving. I say, what? I say, man. Shit, them motherfuckers took off. I heard them, though. I heard the motherfuckers take off. Oh, Lord. That little boy was here. That motherfucker that got away again. No,
That motherfucker didn't know. I didn't give a fuck who he wanted to drive. I let my son drive that day. I let him get away.
Yeah. Y'all gonna do it again, huh?
Yeah, we gonna do it again. That's where I gotta go to. That's the dumbest motherfucker I know with the most money. So I gotta keep racing him. That's all.
You hear that goddamn thing, boy, y'all?
Yeah. Damn.
Don't talk about my boy, but he is a dumb motherfucker.
I said, them niggas ain't gonna run, man. I told Cubbo, I said, man, they ain't gonna run. Shit, they over there arguing about the driver and this and that. I said, shit, we might want to go back over there by the trailer. The fuck off. I said, them niggas ain't gonna race.
Yeah,
I told that motherfucker.
I said, man, John Force over there, Brittany Force, all of them over there. Put one of them in there. Yeah. That race lasted about 0.06 seconds, and it was over. Vaughn thought he was up in the club.
Yeah, man, I said, Vaughn is out there like they took it all shit. I said, Lord, up, man. Must have collected a bag. He must have collected a bag and felt good.
Goddamn right, Chap.
Collect that bag, hey, boy. Motherfucker, do all kinds of shit.
Motherfuckers brought me no money on that train. I said, fuck it, I'm going off the head. You know, I'm about to get my shit clapped together or I'm about to go straight. That's what happened.
Somebody raised their hand. I'm just late. I can't get it for them. I'm
here to get it.
Hopefully this time they can take the GoPro.
I thought I opened you.
Who, me?
Hey, who was that?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't you. No, it wasn't me.
No. Nah. I was just missing. I never hit the one button. I'm at the track, so I never did hit the one button. Going on.
Ain't nothing too much, man.
I heard
everybody
ain't
good tonight. Yeah,
man, yeah,
they ain't
good. He fried a lot of people up tonight. Talking about that South ass West Side, got the ass dunk.
Oh man.
Y'all got one motherfucker holding it down. That's Dee Dee. The rest of y'all look like sissy.
Who is the rest of y'all? Hey.
Hey, preacher boy, man, you were sitting on the golf cart and you were shaking your head like they finna get fucked up.
Oh. Oh, man. Come on, man. Don't do that, man.
Hey, preacher, we sit on the golf cart. He say, they going to get fucked up. He just held his head down.
I bet 200 they going to get their ass whooped. And then when they put Leon in, I really start laughing. Yep, so sick. Am I lying, man? What did I say? Wait, Chuck was with me. Chuck, me and Chuck was on the golf cart together, for real.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
my God.
Hello.
And then Chuck had near to turn to me and look me in my face. I was like, yeah, y'all West Side people getting fucked up. I said, yeah, they is.
Yeah,
bro, man.
Somebody got to live to tell about it.
That they fuck with me and my people, they get their ass told the fuck out. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. That was a slow. I thought I saw the slowest race once before with y'all out there. But last night was the slowest ass race I've seen, bro. That shit is ridiculous. I never seen two people fuck up in one race. Listen, one motherfucker forget to turn the light on, another motherfucker double bug with a turbo car. So, holy shit.
Yeah, you right.
I was amazed.
Right about that. That was one of the close. That was one of the fucking the turtles races I ever saw in my life.
That shit was crazy. But hold on now. I want to tell you the track was on keel. I made sure they was on keel.
Was it?
Oh yeah, dude, that's the racer. He called me at 2 in the morning. Hey, Tom called me at 2 in the morning and said, man, make sure they glue the track. At 2:30, I was going to call him and cuss him out, but I just checked him back. It's a better way to ask you. 7:30?
Hey, preacher boy. I didn't see the race, so give me your blow-by-blow description of what happened.
You know what? I don't even want to go into details about it because all I would do is say dumb and dumber. This is me now. I'm just going to be honest with you. Prom would have won if the line prom up in the middle of the track like they supposed to. They lined them up beside the line, by the center line. They lined them up by the center line. He's supposed to go his way into the middle. I didn't understand it. Listen to me, bro. I didn't understand it for nothing in the world. But what my business either. I bet with Perm, and I stayed out their way. That was their gamble. I went down with the ship, or I was going to come up with the ship. It didn't even matter to me.
Mm-mm.
When you gamble, listen, when you go gamble, you don't know how it's going to turn out. It's going to be a win or a loss.
Yeah, you ready?
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't nothing to complain about.
You
I like who I'm playing in Miami. Mm.
I couldn't hear you. You were saying something.
I think you bet against the West Side again.
Man, listen, he ain't got no side on it. I don't give a fuck about my money. So. They didn't lose last night, so y'all ain't even tied. And they didn't lose last night, but in my eyes, they didn't win either. They got a default. But I don't give a fuck how I take the check home.
Yes.
No. Like I tell everybody, that race last night, I tell everybody to mind their goddamn business, let them work it out. No. You don't know what they racing track room or what they racing doors room. You cross the center line, you roll the center line. You know, you see a lot of different shit going on, so you don't know how they get
Hey, Eddie, send me the link so I can watch it in the morning, so I can see what happens.
All right.
Hey, what you want to link to watch that race last night?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch
it.
Man, listen, all you got to do is go to sleep and you'll see the same race.
Yeah.
Go to where?
Go to sleep. Just close your eyes. Just take your time and close your eyes. You see the same race.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, I'm mad at myself.
Hey, Chuck. Yeah.
Would you run your car for the one Saturday? Yes. I make Leroy beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. Lock in. I make Leroy fuck you up at his race Saturday, nigga. Hey, Chuck. Take my locker money then. It's on already.
Okay, that's all I want to hear. You the motherfucker ain't in the loop.
Ooh.
I don't be on the phone, though. What do you want to do with the bully?
Ooh, give me a car to break your ass and fuck you, nigga.
Break your ass, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. Give me a car to break your ass. I'ma fuck you up.
You would. That's why I ain't giving it to you.
Hey, Chuck, I don't want nothing from it. All I got to leave is gonna knock your ass out. Yeah.
Leroy gonna do all my damage. You know I love you, right, Chuck?
I wanna bet you, Leroy, you can't drink no beer for a whole month, motherfucker. You gotta be full for a whole month. You gotta kill the man. If you bet me, I don't drink no beer for the whole month, you won already. Yep, you better kill the man.
Hey, I wanna kill him because I go with the kind of life you put in a whole clock village.
Yeah.
Lock up.
Hey, Three Love, I bet you some money, but I ain't betting against my beer.
Okay, what kind you drink? I'll bring you a 6-pack, man. What kind you drink?
No, you got to bring me a 30-pack, Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, you got to drink all up for your Leroy Ray.
That's when my life gets better.
Come on,
have mercy. Bring your 30 pack, Chuck. Little highlight. Call me Randy.
I get in that I don't give a fuck mode.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, we already set for sad if things work out.
Oh, okay. Hey, Bridgeport.
What you want to do with Anthony Carfetti?
You get what?
With my car.
Get hung up on.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
right.
Chuck.
I'm cool with that.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Stop. No, you ain't going to do that, Chuck. You ain't going to do it. You're not going to run out that back door. I took your foot and knock your ass out of that back door, mate. You run that back door, I'll knock your woman head on, Chuck.
I'll run either one of them cars you got.
You run any public out the back door?
Yes.
How many? How much you lock in, Chuck?
Whatever you want.
$500 better.
This is making $1,000 on five or better. And I ain't trying to buy the rate.
Hey, Leon, that's my phone call, Leon. That's my phone call, Leon.
Listen at this shit. This shit is getting real interesting now, baby. Woo.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about it. You know the only thing about it, Stokey? They think just because I run the 8 mile, but shit, I run the quarter mile too.
Oh.
You just said you would.
Ooh, this motherfucking shit here, boy.
I ain't changed my motherfucking car.
Yeah. Shit. Let me go ahead and tiptoe to this week, man. So I can get my ass down. Let me that Saturday.
Hey, man.
Goddamn lie.
Hey, Chuck. My only thing is I don't understand why you have to be on a motherfucker team so you lay a bet the way you feel a motherfucker going to win.
Hey, man, listen.
It's your goddamn money.
I've been running that motherfucker quarter. See, this is the thing. I've been running my car quarter mile up here all the time. Only reason I run 8 mile down south because that's all they got is 8 miles flat. So what's the fucking difference? I know I'm going to kill them in eight. What the fuck you think I'm going to do with them in a quarter?
Who's been around to the quarter mile?
I go to the quarter.
For you, your truck, you gonna go to the quarter mile?
Yeah. I'll run them to the quarter mile.
Got that backyard boogie, baby. Backyard boogie.
Who better run to the quarter mile?
I'm trying to run Anthony's car to the quarter mile.
Oh shit! Damn.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Hey man, who was that sleep man? Hey, come on man.
I don't know, Stokes. I just heard it.
Whoever it is, snoring like a motherfucker.
Hey man. Hey.
That's it.
What's up, man? Stone on mute, man. You going on mute,
sleep, man? How am I sleep? Hey me.
I'm gonna go find your grandma.
I don't know who it was, goddammit. Stone on mute. Alright? Yeah. We probably been at work all day and shit or something.
Yeah.
Hold on mute, goddammit. I'm sleeping on this motherfucker now. Most of the time, I try to go on mute when I go to sleep.
Hey,
I couldn't go to sleep on this show. It was too loud.
You run your car out the back door, don't you?
Yeah, I do it on 160. I can do it on 50.
Okay. Well, what's the fucking problem? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck. I ain't saying shit.
Yeah, I can go out the back door on one system, but I can't go out and go on two of them. I got too much on that second system. I won't do it.
Hey, you just turn it down a little bit. I can go on both of them. I'm ready. I'd run out the back door.
I go pretty fast in 8 stuff. I ain't got to go that far. I can do all my jumps in 8 miles.
That's because
like
we've been running 8 miles. Shit, but I can run a quarter. So I'm gonna wait for 3 minutes to get back on the phone.
He wasn't on my phone no more. He was on my phone.
He said he's
gonna
call you back.
Call you.
Oh, okay. I went upstairs. I got my phone downstairs.
Oh, you done missed it then. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They ready to lock in some more shit.
I can go out the back door, but I can't go out the quarter. I can't go in the quarter with all the knives going. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
Three love. Did he come back yet?
Oh, Leon just said, "Hold on." Sound like he just called. Joe just said, "Hold on."
Well, we can't hold on all goddamn night.
They're trying to lock up.
Hey, Chuck, don't be impatient, bro. Don't be impatient.
Hey, I ain't impatient. I know what I can do.
But, ooh. This should sound good here, baby.
Come on, Ed. Get them fired up.
I'm weak.
You know I got to go to bed, goddammit. I got a job.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I go up there to pop me some popcorn. Y'all cut that.
Well, Leon, your ass don't work on Saturday. That's why.
I finish up on Thursday. My last day on Thursday. Monday to Thursday.
Shit, I work 6 days a week. Shit. No racing. That means go to work.
I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Still some kind of way to beat you down, having a race, and I ain't paying no attention. You don't come on your show. I didn't pay that no. I didn't know that.
If he come on, I'll open the mic. I ain't got no problem opening the mic up, but that thing about the thing about the track, Leroy told me early, they gonna have to put the same chip on.
You gotta spend that money, baby. Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Whatever they decide to do, just call me in the morning.
Okay.
You know, I gotta be in the bed before 10:30, and it's already past bedtime.
Right, cause it's going on that much fast.
Oh yeah, I'm way past my time.
Whatever they
decide to do, just call me in the morning.
Okay.
I can't hang on this damn phone all night. I see y'all later.
No, not
you.
Get up in the morning.
Yeah, shit, I gotta be at work at 7.
Sure will do.
All right, I'll see y'all later, man.
All right.
All right.
Is
any races locked in for you for Saturday? Besides Leon,
yes,
how many they got locked in?
Yeah.
How many is it?
Terry don't locked in and go back. Jeremiah locked in.
Eddie. Oh. If they're going to lock in next Thursday. They're gonna put you on that yellow school bus, Eddie. I ain't gonna let them do you like that. Everybody got slow comprehension. Well, my goddamn mom putting motherfuckers on the yellow school bus. They kept saying that. I ain't gonna let you go, Eddie. I ain't gonna let you go.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Mike.
You're under quiet now.
Chuck promised. Chuck promised he's gonna lock us in long as we on the premises.
Well, like I told Chuck, I'm gonna bet him $100 he could have asked me. You heard what he told me. He didn't sound real confident about it, goddamn. He said, wait till I see you.
They ain't gonna get up there though, so I'm just glad we can get this shit over with. We ain't losing the ground.
That's all.
Like I said, it's only gonna be one winner and one loser. Second place gets you fucked up.
That's right.
That's what that is. That's Preacher Boy. Come on, Preacher Boy. It's only gonna be one winner and one loser. Lock that there. What the fuck is you talking about, man?
I said, lock us in. It's only going to be one winner and one loser.
What the fuck I'm locking you in with, man?
Your car.
Bro, what I'm locking you in with?
Your car and grandson.
What y'all going to do? We're going to have a push contest?
I don't know what's going on, man. I heard your car was ready, man. What the fuck, man?
Well, you better stop listening to them motherfuckers then.
Man, I ain't listening to nobody. I'm just asking you.
You did not
all
ask me.
All you got to say is your kind race. That's it.
Anybody on this phone, did he ask me?
I'm asking you now. Is your car ready?
Okay. No, it isn't. No, it isn't, sir.
Okay, then. Get up off the phone. Let somebody else talk that they car ready.
Hey, Vaughn, I ain't talking about no racing at all.
You ain't? I ain't know that. We've been talking about
when
we've been talking about racing.
They said
we
when you don't
about
have
racing so tight. I ain't know when you got on the phone, there wasn't no racing no more. I ain't know that.
Oh, they talking about who got the ass whooped.
Man, it's 11. It's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. I've been on this phone since 8. We've been talking about racing.
Oh, I didn't get on to. I didn't get on to 10:59.
Oh. Well, you better sit in your face. I'm on your ass.
Hey, boy, as long as you're under the wheel, when I'm ready, I'm going to be good.
Hey, man. Y'all think that the... Don't follow the narrative like I won't drive. Y'all see me drive 10 different race cars. Now you want to say, as long as I'm under the wheel. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man. I got a little white boy that love me, gonna drive me and beat the fuck out of any of you niggas I tell him to beat the fuck out of. That's y'all think y'all cool with.
Bomb.
And he,
I just explained to you. Me and you got a thing going on. Me and Mike ain't got no thing going on.
Why do y'all think for 1 second it's personal with me and y'all? I just want y'all money.
Listen.
I don't give a fuck what y'all think. What's wrong with y'all, man? What's wrong with y'all, man? It ain't that personal, bro.
Hey, bro.
I don't care who drive your car, preacher boy. Put John Force in that bitch. Mike Riley driving my shit.
Yeah, if another motherfucker drive mine, they bought it.
Okay. Well, why you trying to tell me who can drive my car, though?
I never told you who can drive your car. I said I'm not racing your car without your black ass.
You just said as long as I'm driving it, you racing it.
You didn't hear me what I just said? Can you... You slow in a motherfucker. Your comprehension is fucked up.
Hey, listen, I ain't got to be slow because I ain't hear you what you say.
Well, repeat again. I'm not running your motherfucking car unless you're driving it.
What day you trying to run then?